The flash flood's right there. The flash flood's right there. Get out of here. Go.
That's the dramatic cell phone audio from Marco Farrell warning a friend stopped in a van in front of Farrell's Olive Mill Road home to drive away. It was 4 in the morning on January 9th, 2018. The still-burning Thomas brush fire had stripped the mountains of a Montecito Bear, and heavy rain sent a torrent of water, mud, boulders, and debris streaming through the community. Farrell knew the night before there could be problems. When he got up to check the situation at around 3:45, he saw the glow up the hill of a fire caused by a gas line which had been hit by debris and exploded.
The heaviest rain I've ever seen, and yet there really wasn't much water in the street. So it didn't make sense. And I actually left the property and went almost three blocks away just to try to identify what this glow in the mountains was. I was concerned about having to flee the fire at that point.
Farrell says other neighbors were also outside with everyone looking at the mysterious glow.
We were all trying to see what this light was. I remember hearing one very loud, distinct noise, but very far off in the distance, probably something hitting the bridge above Casa Dorinda. Instantaneously, I turned, started sprinting back home, yelling, flash flood, flash flood. I heard that one noise, but it wasn't until I had run back almost all the way home and crossed Olive Mill that I started to hear it again up the street. Had I waited, I wouldn't be here. My folks wouldn't have survived.
A friend of his pulled up outside of the house in a van, but Farrell could see the debris coming, and that's when he shouted at his friend to leave.
The flash flood's right there! Get out of here! Go!
His friend made it to safety, but the debris was bearing down on the Olive Mill Road home that Farrell shared with his father and mother. He shouted a warning to his mother, who was awake.
Oh my God, Mom!
I ran into the house, slammed the door shut, started getting my dad up, making sure he was awake. A piece of the wall from the property across from the Casa Dorinda open space ended up blasting through our kitchen door, breaking it open. Instantaneously, at that point, I happened to open the back door. And that's another miracle. I mean, we would not have survived if the mud had been able to build up in the house. So instead, the mud went around us, and it went as high, went over four feet high, but it drained out of the house and kept going downhill.
Farrell says they tried to stay calm as waist-deep mud swirled through the house.
It's up to the counter over there. There's nothing I could do. I'm sorry, you guys.
I just clicked into survival mode. The goal was to survive, and I remember turning to my dad and saying, Dad, what time is it? And he said 4:07. And I remember thinking, we got to make it till 6 in the morning. That's first light. That's way too long to think about. That's, you know, round numbers, that's 2 hours. So let's just focus on surviving for one more second, because I knew those seconds were going to start adding up.
At one point, Farrell tried to use his surfboard to evacuate his parents and dog from the house, but realized it was too dangerous.
The whole house was shaking. It was being hit by rocks and trees and other debris.
Finally, about 90 minutes into the ordeal, Farrell, his parents, and his dog were rescued by firefighters.
A lot of things went horribly wrong that night, and a lot of things went really, really right for myself, my parents, to survive.
The family's home was gutted, but there was no question that they would rebuild. After living in seven different temporary places, they were able to return home in October.
We know that it was a very unique set of circumstances and rare circumstances that lined up to really give us a 1-2 punch, a perfect storm of sorts. With the ring nets that have been installed, with the increased monitoring, and everyone is hyper-vigilant.
Farrell admits there have been some after effects. When he returned home, he would sometimes wake up when big trucks rumbled by because it would remind him of the sound made by the debris flow. And rain still makes him a bit edgy. But he says Montecito is home, and he feels the community is actually stronger now than it was before the disaster.
Before the fire, Montecito had changed. A lot of walls went up, a lot of gates went up, and it changed. And after the mud ripped down a lot of those hedges and fences and walls in a literal, but also a proverbial sense, in that we greet each other with a lot more kindness and understanding and patience, and meet strangers with hugs now.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.